Blog Talk Radio.
Set me aside.
say that you don't care, but we made love. Tell me why you made a fool of me. You made a fool of me. I want to kiss you. Does she want you with the pain that I do? Smell you in my dreams. Now, when we're face to face, you won't look me in the eye. No time, no friendship, no love. You say don't touch you. I can't touch you.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's just to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the desert sand, I'll be your water, and you're the perfect plan I never thought of. I don't wanna do this on my own, and you shouldn't have to be alone. I would rather be alone together.
Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes the light is blue. I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Yeah,
come closer, let me whisper in your ear.
You will see, yeah, yeah.
You're the desert sand, I'll be your water.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Express Your Vibe. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my host, my co-host, the sexy one, the pineapple calligraphy of the group, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, man?
Hey, 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 Miss VIP, how you doing tonight? Sexy diva.
I'm in the mood. I'm telling you.
I'm in a mood too. I'm in a mood too. You know.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I am so ready for tonight.
My vibe.
Ooh. My goodness. Well, you know what? I'm gonna let you have the mic. And I want you to express your vibe.
It would be my pleasure.
Let's see where you are.
Show division. All she heard was my voice that left her no choice but to anticipate the man behind the vocals. It's not possible to be someone local because he just doesn't have the proper sound. He sounds more polished and been around, so calming and soothing. She wanted so desperately to stop moving. Just to stop time for a few seconds. She's intrigued by his mannish charm with the way he responds. The room grew tighter and tighter. The words from his lips got louder and louder, the softer he spoke. She pinched herself to see if she were awoke. The pitch of his tone touched her deeply in her erotic zone. What was it about this man that all she could do was smile as a woman? Enchanted like a high school crush, she remembers sound as she began to blush and touch her lips with her fingertips, thinking to herself, who is he? Can it be me? She's thinking over and over, how can I see him? Hey, baby, just look over your shoulder. And that's that piece. You muted.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, that piece took me back to look over your shoulder. There I'll be waiting. Ooh.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm in a more of a let's say typical
more aggressive. You more aggressive. You're more aggressive.
It's a little more, you know, yeah.
Well, look, listen. How about you express your vibe?
Okay. This is called My Mood. Today, no foreplay is needed. I want you to strip naked. Get the lube. Yes, that too. Because I'm ready to ride until I pass out and you come inside. My walls are going to grip, and sensation hits so strong, your hands will spank my ass and grab. Dig your nails in my hip to go deep, and me is where you belong. After you recover, we can slow it down. Be my lover. Let's kiss until we're breathless. I need to touch you everywhere. Oh, yes. I want to hear every sound that escapes your mouth. Do you want more kisses and pillow talk? Or are we ready to go 69, go south? It's your choice, of course, but I need you inside me once more. See, it's been a minute for us both. I just want you satisfied before you walk out my door. I'm getting on all fours. You know you like it that way. Give it to me balls deep, pound me until I scream and my pussy begins to seep. We have all night and the next day. No need to gut rush. Oof, you're sucking my skin. I'm going to gush. Your control is amazing and your dick I'm glazing. It's time, baby. On my back I go. Looking at each other's reactions as you stroke me slow. You lean down to dig for treasure. So I start licking and sucking your nipples, bringing ripples throughout your skin. Harder, baby, I hear you say. My pleasure. Ooh, you're about to come in the best way. I love this double play. Cause right now, right this minute is how I want to stay. In your arms, just this way. That's that peace.
My gracious, my gracious, my gracious, my gracious. Balls deep, 69, dig your nails into me, baby. I'm about to make you gush. You got such control. Whoo!
Yes.
VIP, that was so nasty. And I love it. Mm-hmm.
That's my vibe tonight.
Yes, and I'm liking that expression of your vibe, let me tell you. Ooh. It's getting a little warm in here. Getting a little warm. I might have to take off a few pieces of clothing, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, take your socks off, baby.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Express Your Vibe. If you're listening in online, mm-hmm. dial 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
oof,
now that now that we've expressed our vibe, are you ready for some more?
I am so ready. Who do we got first?
Oh, yes, we have Yo the Verbal Mind Dancer. Well, hello, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Ms. VIP. Poetic, how you doing?
Doing good, Joe.
Hey, we're good. We're good.
Hold on, man. I'm just checking the vibe out tonight, man. Y'all doing the thing.
We appreciate you, bro. Now listen, Joe the Verbal.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are men, man, and certain words just do some things to us. What was those words of Ms. VIP's piece that make you want to express your vibe tonight?
Well, actually, it wasn't so much of the words as it was her delivery, the way she spoke those words. That's what drew me in, the way she spoke those
preach.
Words.
Preach, preacher.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, darling. But I'm ready for you to express your vibe. You
all
ready?
Right, all right. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Locked and loaded.
All right.
Silk rag on my mic as I try to define the state we're in. To colonize means to settle in, to take control of land outside your own borders. Usually a more powerful country full with hoarders. They take and forsake an area which much less order. We all know about those 13 stars where guns were pitted against arrows. America, the beautiful, was so dutiful in its agenda. We're on the right side of wrong and what truly offends you. Silk rag on my mic and I believe I need a lawyer. I'm thinking about doing something that's not duly called for. Desperate times breed desperate people. There are too many vacancies under church steeples. Social media preachers, what can they teach you? Teachers who reach out can't truly reach you. Silk rag on my mic to the closed-minded. No one's watching the store. They robbing us blind, man. We were virgins to being alone, and they broke our hymen. Why, man? It's time, man. The loneliest in my loneliness was life so harmonious. Now they're scratching the platter, fucking up the groove to this, fucking up my smooth and shit. silk rag on my mic and I'm wondering. I'm a selfish motherfucker and want to bump some skin, hump some chin, caress like I used to when winter nestled in. It's approaching mid-spring where tan lines begin to settle in. Bodies are being covered up, we're being colonized in reverse. Have you ever heard a dinosaur sneeze? Whatever is left of us may very well be our extinction. Question to what really happened to us never really sank in. We've been colonized in the worst kind of colonoscopy and it's stinking. Silk rag on my mic and the world is now an apostrophe. People on pause, are we not where we want to be? Silk rag on my mic, first stopping my stanza. If you feel your own story, I'm the truth that I hand you. Matador to your charge as I sidestep the grandeur. And with grandeur, I stand here more solid than granite. Silk rag on my mic with four nights of ecstasy. The sun always rose with not a chance of repeating me. I'm a bastard in my sleep as I spoke while she's dreaming me. I'm feisty, I explain, and I metaphor a brain. My metaphors are strained. I just say what I want to train. It's a rag on my mic, and I'm ready to hit it. Subconsciously admit to my broken-up consonants. Hey, I see you, baby. Oh, I need you maybe constantly. It's like you're haunting me wantonly. I wanted to be that one. Silk rag on my mic like I scat some random thoughts. I held you ransom and you ran some. The one who got away or the one who said no way. The one who got an A. Yeah, I'm slipping in the darkness. There was no words to it where I chose to park it. Silk rag on my mic and I'm a pugilist. A dirty punctuator that's so used to this. I pronounce some nouns like phone numbers in an elevator. Not related, but I made a connection. Bowed into your sins in another direction. Shards of glass for the razor's edge. Silk rag on my mic when I spill blood red. The very breath and depth of my soul. There's darkness in everyone's future goal. Maybe I can speak your truth. My proof read is like a roofies. I recited your drink. I just may get away with it. I'm excited to think. Silk rag on my mind and your outermost extremities. Puppet master like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Let me get back to my rambling where I used to be. I don't want to get a plot away. It's easy to hide a mark these days. It's so real to my so real serial tendencies. If this is what jail feels like, I'm the motherfucker that don't pretend to be. Silk rag on my mic and I'm on parole. You know, bailed out from a corrupted soul. Corrupt DA, I told you so. I'm a pugilist and I produce the list. My words are fists as I punch through this dilemma. The streets tonight are a little bit thinner. I can't get my kill on. This world just don't feel none. I wonder how many babies are being conceived before I kill one. How many lovers are being aborted, struggling with not coming over at four again, not able to hold you and own you in. Silk rag on my mic, first stopping my stanza. If you feel your own story, I'm the truth that I hand you. It's my piece. Thank you.
Wow. And you talk about me and my delivery? Oh, my Lord. You were taking me all over the place, but I was with you there. That was a hell of a piece. Hell of a piece.
Appreciate it.
Man, Joe, the verbal mind dancer came through here, man, just putting it down, bro.
I'm telling you.
Definitely expressing your vibe tonight, bro.
Yeah.
What a powerful scene.
Yeah.
And a powerful piece. Dope.
I appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're going to put you into the lounge. I don't even know what the lounge is called tonight, man.
The Vibe Lounge sounds real good.
The Vibe Lounge, yeah. That's it.
Vibe Lounge.
Thank you so much, Joe. One love, one night.
Let's get the vibing up in here. Let's do this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Wow.
He took me places. He said he couldn't even get his kill on. Everybody was used to it. All right. All right. You ready? Are you
ready? I'm ready. I'm ready, man. Who we got next?
We have on the mic the Mr. himself, David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria. Hello, Dave. Welcome to Express
What's
Your
going
Mind.
On, Ms. VIP?
Hey, darling.
Mr. Metaphoria. What's good, my brother?
What's going on, Van? I can't say, I ain't going to say how you and that deep voice and shit, fuck all that, you know. Pause.
My voice ain't, deeper than yours, so you know you own that, brother.
I tried, but I had to slide through on this Friday.
Well, I'm glad you
this week, so hell, I ain't been on no shows, so now I'm back. I'm this be the last show for this week and the first show at the same motherfucking time. But
all right. Well, that's all right with
Sounds
me.
Good, brother. Sounds good.
Yeah, but whenever y'all ready, I'll spit this thing.
All right, love. Express your vibe. All
right, this is called That Vibe. She got that vibe. You know, that vibe that makes you want to get between those thighs and scribe verses with your tongue until she screams curses as she comes again and again, making her soul exit her skin again and again, then you suck it back in. That vibe that makes you bellow, Red Rover, Red Rover, bring that ass on over as you flip her over and do what most are afraid of. Because you never made love unless you travel every inch of her existence. For instance, licking her from the beginning of her back door split all the way around to the 8,000 nerve endings of clit, and all she could do is tense up and yell, shit. Yeah, she's got that vibe. That kind that makes you want to enter her three ways, long, slow, and continuously. Lights on and clothes off so she can continue to see her on top of the cover lover, softly kissing every single spot in which she thought to be a blemish, cracking the scientific code of orgasmic ecstasy as if I were her personal pussy chemist, the way I make a river flow, applying pressure to the black choker wrapped around her neck as she begs of me to choke her, for the absence of breath is replaced by the presence of pleasure, fantasies fulfilled beyond measure. Yeah, she's got that vibe. The kind that makes you want to take her to all fours and fill her path of enlightenment with your pride. Both hands filled with succulent brown mounds of beauty as you travel repeatedly inside. Then just as satisfaction runs down her thighs, you gift her secretions with your completion. All four knees weaken. Both fall exhaustively to the bed. Not a single word said. But what's understood has no need to be explained, and the fact that this would be the hardest we both ever came would be totally understood. As we would then take slumber in a puddle of passion, I would awaken upon morning to gaze into her eyes, simply saying, yeah, you got that vibe. Far greater than most is her Yanni. Very impressive Punani it is to me. I think I'll call her Miss VIP. In peace.
Oh, my goodness. Well, wow. Now, that's a hell of a vibe. But wait a minute, though. I'm a personal pussy chemist.
Hey. Sometimes you got to break that code.
My lands.
I'll tell you where you put the code in at. You got to put the code in on the collarbones.
Lord have mercy.
Good cushy collarbone. That's where the code goes.
Mr. Metaphor. him. Okay. All right.
Mr. Metaphor.
Oh, my goodness.
There's not a whole lot that I could say about that piece because, you know, it was addressed to Ms. VIP. But you nasty, creative writer, you Mr. Poet, sir.
Yes.
I see both brothers on the same nasty wavelength tonight. It's cool. I dig it. Dope Ink, brother. Dope Ink.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I had to come through with y'all nasty asses, so I figured I better be nasty, too.
You did that, bro. I definitely did.
I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you very much. I will talk with you later. And thank you so much. One love, one mind. We're gonna put you in the groovy vibe.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it tonight. See, they changed the name already.
Lord, I know, I forgot. I mean, he threw me off. I'm not even going to front.
That's all right.
All right. Well, would you like to introduce the next caller?
Oh, it will be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic to express her vibe, you got one half host of The Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. She is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, Diva.
Hey. Diva.
Let me tell you something. I said, because Dave let me read the charm before the show. I said, oh, shit. At the end of the piece, I was like, oh.
So nasty.
Dave, my hat goes off to you, man. Now, wait a minute. Speaking of nasty, oh, boy. Y'all got me in a mood. Not that I'm not in a mood, but y'all really, like, man, y'all pieces. Oh, my.
Well,
my piece
okay.
was,
I
my
tried
piece
to
was clean. Piece was clean.
Van,
I'm going to say your sexual love. Okay.
Darn it. You caught that. Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ain't no clean play on words in that piece. Mm-mm. I know what it is. Y'all. Woo, child. All right. Where's my fan? Here we go. But the pieces are awesome. I love them. But Dave, did you like your piece, girl?
She all blushing. She don't know what to say.
I know she is. Boy, she'd have been blushing.
Let's put it this way. My collarbones are hurting.
You said if he say collarbones are killing, and he said it, he's shut up.
Yeah, right. Wait a minute, is Danielle? Wait for it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh God, you sound just like for real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
That's what happens when you study somebody for a long time. You can imitate him real good. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've been around him too long.
Way too long.
Oh, God. Yo. I'm loving the show so far. Y'all, your voices, the tone that you're using, y'all, the way you're projecting your vibes is hitting the inner ear different tonight. Y'all ain't come to play tonight, did you? Oh, my.
Well, we tried to tell you we were on a vibe.
Cool, child. You are. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't bring none of that nasty stuff. I'm here. I'm a lighten the mood a little bit, okay? I brought a different vibe, okay? I wish I had. If I'd have known y'all was coming strong like this on that, you know, I'm in my element of nastiness. But
listen. I tell you what, I think we got enough time to go through another round for everybody, so everybody can bring out one of those sexy pieces. You know, I guess Ms. Via had to bring sexier, and Metaphoria, if he stuck around, had to bring something. Nope, he's gone. Shame. But, you know, I could bring a little something sexy, too. What you think about that? What you think about that, VIP? You think that sounds good?
I think I love it.
Some
sexiness? I think I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to grab my other book. This is a brand new book I wrote this in. I just cracked this book open today. Lord, I got to go through my other books. But I'm going to give y'all what I got for now. And throughout the show, I'll find something. Jeez. Oh,
that sounds so delightful. You got to get the other book to share something from the mind of Danielle.
Lord have mercy.
I really think I would like that.
Lord, I got you. Oh, my God. Okay. Never y'all ready. Lord have mercy.
We ready. The mic is yours. Express your vibe.
Thank you. All right. This is called Be Good to You. Define you by you, because you do not need the opinions of them to validate you. So be good to you. I am to me. Because the level of my energy you want is exclusive to special. You have to go through love to meet me there. You can't just walk right up into claiming being a light worker. You have to have gone through some things in this life. And clear skin tells no tales. See, I may not have completely ascended, but I have reached spiritual enlightenment and alignment. Because I've learned patience, which allows me to completely relinquish the desire to control everything. The other is humility, which allows me to recognize that I am no greater or less than, but to appreciate and be grateful for all that I have and am. Now, just because I'm awakened spiritually doesn't mean I can't continue to enjoy life or still love the things that I love in this realm. Because I still love Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Manny's Petties at the nail salon. Keeping your heart going, truth flowing, third eye beaming, and your crown chakra protected and ascending is the satisfying part of it all. Always staying in the conscious place of wanting to know and grow more. And you don't have to separate yourself from everything, just the things that don't serve your highest good. So be good to yourself. That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You better be good to yourself. You better be good to yourself. Mm.
That's right. You're the only you got, honey. You got the
That's right.
Love yourself.
That's right.
You can't be good at anyone else until you do
that. That's right.
Yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful expression of your vibe.
Thank you.
I love it.
Ooh, I need some ice water now.
Well, all right. We're going to send you to the vibe lounge.
Young. The night is young and we just getting started.
Let me grab my little book. Lord have mercy. Y'all hear me flipping pages, right?
Yeah.
Find something.
So we're going to send you to the vibe lounge. All right. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank
yes.
you. One
All
more,
right.
one more.
One more.
Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Have mercy.
Yes, yes. Who do we have there, Miss VIP?
We got your partner in crime.
Uh-oh. My brother? Is my brother?
It's my New York, it's one of my New York Johns, J. Rob the Wise Son. Hey, Sugar, how are you?
J. Rob the Wise Son, what is good, my brother?
My Shea family, how's everyone this evening?
Doing
we're good,
good.
We're good.
Excellent, excellent, and excellent. I did not want to miss this because I know the kind of trouble I would have gotten into, so here I be.
Well, darling, we're ready for you to express your vibe whenever you're ready.
This piece is entitled, I'm Sorry, Poetry. My sweet lady, love of my life, I'm so sorry that I treated you so badly. I'm sorry I was not who I promised you I would be when I got down on one knee with quill in hand and asked you to spend intrinsic vocabulary verbals of eternity with me forever as your man. And like any other coward, I cheated. In other words, I cheated with slang in the dictionary terms and I didn't even know the meaning of. I used them in the wrong context. You see, I used to hear you speak to me religiously, so eloquently with the mystic ancient language known as poetry. And we used to walk these streets hand in hand like I'm a married man. Connected to me is the most beautiful woman on earth, wearing Webster's dictionary, black and gold, that's always dressed and laced in the finest silks created by her influence of everything I've ever verbally expressed. But there was a time I walked away from you because I was afraid of you. And I didn't think I could make you happy because I didn't have the confidence to tell you that you already knew, because every new piece wasn't that brand new to you. You told my pen to tell you everything like a microphone that we could walk into forever together through every single verse. My only fear was that someday you might wake up from this dream and walk out of my life like so many other women that I have loved before you, but for some reason you never left. You actually kept your word. Past the hurts, past the absurd, you even told the truth and you never left me. Ink in, ink out. It's you and me forever and a day, my sweet lady. Poetry. And that's that piece.
Oh.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes. Go ahead, Ms. VIP.
I love this piece because it's so true. You know, and it's for men and women. Poetry will never let you down. It'll never abandon you. It will never hurt you. You understand what I'm saying? Even though the outer world might hurt you, but when you come into yourself and bleed your pen, man, that's when it all gets better. The poetry heals. Poetry makes you feel, you know? And you can, and wow, that was just so beautiful. It was awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. My good brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son, man. This is a beautiful expression of your vibe to poetry, bro. I love it, man. And dare I say, you spit those words very eloquently and very dapper.
Yeah, I kind of put a bow tie around it so I could look presentable in front of y'all.
Man, dynamic, truly dynamic.
I appreciate you both, really. What better way to make sure I didn't get screamed on? So I brought a different type of piece. I didn't come in like everybody else and do that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
That's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I loved it. You know I did. All right. Well, darling, we're gonna put you into the Vibe Lounge. All right. With your
I'm
favorite
go
dog.
Have a seat.
There you go. All right, darling. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind, one mind.
Wow. Ooh. What a beginning. I love
yes.
it. This is awesome.
Yes.
So we
this
go for
amazing.
A station break. Mm-hmm.
I see. We can definitely do a station break. Let's change up the vibe a little bit.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da da dee da da, la 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 la. Epiphany Radio.
From the genius mind of Real, the poet Douglas, y'all. Now. Is it all right if I indulge with another expression of my vibe from a different vein? Is that all right?
Oh, absolutely. That is quite all right. Express your vibe.
This piece is called 2 Week Vacation of Panty Invasion.
Oh, my.
I want to surf the waves of your ocean. Drive my board deep into the depths of your moon. Crash more soul energy against your will. Have your mind at a standstill. Calcera voce responsa. Oui ou non, total à faux. Pouvez-vous imaginer la luna danse dans notre lumière? S'il vous plaît, ne passez par toi, passez soi. Translation. Please pay attention. What will be your response? Yes or no, all at once? Can you imagine the moon dancing in our light? Please, don't put up a fight tonight. See, I need to feel, I need you to feel what I feel. Deal or no deal, the gods of the seas agree. While others search for mermaids, I search for thee. Je peux voyager les sept mers, traverser les continents comme j'imagine les habiles, regarder les sols embrasser te peau. De melanin, comme je voyage dans votre zone d'amour pour commencer. Translation, please pay attention. I can travel the seven seas, cross continents as I imagine honeybees, watching the sun kiss your melanin skin, as I journey through your love zone to begin life with you. So true, come go with me into the unknown abyss. Close your eyes while I kiss. Embrasse chaque courbe en criant beau, en brume. Et puis j'ai d'ailleurs. J'adore le goût de ta voix lactée. Translation. Please pay attention. Kiss each curve creating your ocean spray. And may I say, I love the way your Milky Way tastes. So creamy and juicy enough so I better not waste. Waste any more of your intellectual property while I touch and feel your wet energy. All these waves splash against my skin. The ocean floor bears our sin. Le coulement courante qui anime mes passions. Quand il tombe de votre falaise de penée l'obsession de chocolat. J'ai gardé toute ma joie à l'intérieur parce que ta forêt tropicale. Parlement instinct the Aquaman pure te rende mort. Translation, please pay attention. The flow of the current that drives my passion when it falls from your ebony cliffs of chocolate obsession. I hold all my joy inside because your rainforest speaks to my Aquaman instincts to make you moist. Cation of panty invasion. English to French. And that's that piece.
Oh, oui, oui, bonjour. Merci beaucoup. Yes.
Oui, oui, merci. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. Woo.
I mean, we're expressing our vibe, and y'all put me in a different kind of mood, so I had to just bring up old peace.
Mhm. Yes, that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece.
Thank you.
I had to breathe a couple of times, but let me say this. It's almost 10 o'clock, everyone. And if you're listening online, y'all better call in at 319-527-6300 and press 1. We are found on almost every platform there is. So y'all come on and press that 1 and be heard. And we're going to, and as you probably surmise, we're going to start over again. So find your peace,
Before we start over, mm-hmm. we got 2 more hands raised that want to join in this vibe expression. So, we let them on.
All right. Oh, this is my girl, my diva, Miss Taylor Shaw. Hey, diva.
Hi, Miss VIP. Hi, Poetic.
How are you?
Hey, Tilichelle. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. Taking a break from everything that's going on in my life, but yeah.
That's good.
We'll take it out and sit down for a little bit.
You know.
Yeah, I started writing when the show started. Thank you. I started writing a couple of things when the show started, and I'm not quite finished with it yet, but I just kind of sort of wanted to test it out for a moment. Started something.
Oh, hi.
Yes. Oh, I'm blaming both of you.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you go right ahead and express your vibe.
Okay. It's untitled right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
I await patiently. In anxious anticipation for the day we will exchange all the inhales and exhales of the same oxygen in the same space. Or between passionate kisses will I drink your air. And maybe in the middle of bed sheets or betwixt deep melodic moans or in the thick of, damn, baby. Ticklish tongue touch tips of clits. As I drip, honey, your lips ladle and salivate my sap, catching the moisture as it builds. And simultaneously, my nipples roll between your thumbs and dual index, and you tug ever so gently. I'm tricking my pineal to cease to release trickling from my sacral. So, let's transfer energies and dig deeper for manifestations. With heightened orgasms, heavy breathing, and strong palpitations, in this moment you are my healer and my salvation. To be continued.
Oh my. Ooh. Oh my. I'm having visuals. She gave me some visuals of her nipples rolling between my thumbs. Yeah, I really like this piece. This is some sexy expression of your vibe.
Mm-hmm. And people talk about me and how sultry I am, but
This is
sexy, sultry, Lord have mercy. Heaven help me. That was dope.
Right?
Indeed.
And I have to finish the piece before I can even give it a title. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being the litmus. Let me test everything out with you guys. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you.
I was just saying, well, we're going to put you into the Vibe Lounge.
Okay.
Heaven help me.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One love,
you guys
one
have
mic.
A great night. One love,
you
one
too.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
Uh-uh. Ooh. No. Let me tell you something. Mm-mm. Sultry. That's sexy. That is dope. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Yes.
Well,
that's super sultry.
Well, before we start over, want to do the lineup, or should I attempt that lineup?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, right. join us tomorrow night for Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. And we want to know, when was the last time you actually told yourself, I love you? Then join us Sunday night for The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Audelary Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Essentially, Janice, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is them sexy divas, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra in the Love Zone. And then Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Topic will be announced soon. And then Friday night, y'all, will be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Miss VIP, back to you.
Well, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I think it's time to do what I like. You said to do what I like, to take you in my arms, hold you close to my heart, while the ills of the day just melt away. Your arms tighten around me. You whisper in my ear, do what you like. And I close your eyes. I kiss your lips, and where my fingers traveled, my lips followed. I felt your breath hitch. You know what? I whispered, tonight I'm going to scratch this itch. I get naked with the quickness and felt your hands grip my ass like you like my thickness. Damn, you stunned a thigh as we deeply kissed. Your tongue dwindly with mine quelled all the wheres and the whys in my mind. My skin, I gushed in delight. You're sleeping in the wet spot. Oh, no, I breathe. Better get a couple of towels, maybe three. Right. I grabbed the motion lotion to blow you with the heat. Oh, yes, you're getting harder by the minute. I'm ready to be filled with your meat. You got me soaked. Think of my ass making me scream. Your hands go around my neck. Hell, you're doing what you like. How did you know I like to be choked? By this time, we're panting, getting nasty with pillow talk. I'm getting hoarse and climaxing. Damn, doing what I like is the shit, especially if we end up like this. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. Do what you like, baby. Do what you like. That's what I'm talking about. That's VIP. What you trying to do to us tonight? What you trying to do to us tonight?
I don't know, I'm just in that vibe.
Express a little bit more than our vibe tonight, because that's what you're giving off, baby. That is what you are giving off. phenomenal fire piece. As J-Rob would say, I need a Newport.
Oof.
Hey, look, only in my dreams, poetic, only in my dreams.
Girl. Whew. Let's play. Let's keep this mood and let's have a quick song break.
All right.
What type of sin is that? How you get your hips and your waist like that? Girl, I ain't wanna guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Like cinnamon water mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana. Got that cinnamon water mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that. Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
You my one desire, yeah. You my one desire, yeah. Bless your kitty that fire, so I'ma keep it in designer. Instead of trying to keep shit quiet, yeah. I've been on the side chick diet, yeah. What I need them for when I got you? They don't got mental cell night.
Tell me,
what type of sin is that?
Oh,
how you get your hips and your waist like that?
Like that.
Girl, I ain't wanna guess,
yeah.
But I had no idea it could taste like that.
Like cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
Got that cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that.
Like that.
Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Hold up, wait, stop.
I want it in the morning. You need it in the evening. I love when you start moaning. Lick you before I beat
you.
We finished, still need more, yeah. Girl, you got that euphoria.
You got it.
In your waist like that.
Like that.
Girl, I ain't wanna guess,
yeah.
But I had no idea it could taste like that.
Like cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
Got that cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that.
Look at them curves.
Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Tell me how, sway, how, sway.
All right, we are back. Was that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Was that all right?
Yes, it was. I was trying to get in all the words. I was like, woo woo.
All right, are we ready to go back through this lineup? Because
I think we're ready.
We ready? Okay.
I think we're ready.
All right, go ahead and bring our bro back in.
All right. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Ms. VIP. How you doing?
Welcome back, bro.
I'm good, sugar. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. And definitely I'm looking forward to the tomorrow night. I'm doing a little something over at Majestic Inc. tomorrow night, but I would definitely stop by and show you some support too, brother.
Okay.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna get on this because I know some callers about to start raising their hand. Y'all gotta raise y'all hands now. Come on, man. This is the vibe. Let's do this. So I'm gonna come back with some elevated love.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay.
All right. I had every intention of ravishing her. The move was right, and she was more than willing. Then I looked at her. I mean, I really looked at her. From her head to her foot, for the first time I saw her. Right before my eyes, she became more than my playground. She became my let-me-stay ground. Our eyes met, and we spoke in silent stares. I stroked her hair, and we kissed tenderly. Her body was mine for the taking. She was free and open, ready to be plundered, knowing I had a taste for it. But never knowing the win of it, I continued admiring her body. Our legs intertwined, our lips met in deeper passion. Still, I resisted rushing inside her moistness. She was a work of art to me, a blank canvas. She had to be before applying the first stroke. I looked at her so intently as my fingers traced the contours of her face. Her lips, every little mark on her was art on her. I am a lover of art, and I parted her legs. I rubbed them from her foot to her wetness. I never let this moment turn to sex. I just continued to caress her flesh. I held her in my arms and held her hands in mine. Just looking at her gave me so much pleasure. I placed a gentle kiss upon her breast. Down the center of her chest and down, down, down to her sweetness. I didn't complete this action, but her reaction was the attraction. Oh, she was ready to be painted. I was ready to stroke. I placed my lips on her throat, and with the vampire's kiss, I turned her into mine. Well, she had risen no longer a victim of selfish lovers. She had risen above the covers of darkness. I viewed her in the light of my delight. I saw her as she truly was in my light. This time between us was not wasted. The art of her was tasted and savored. She was blessed and highly favored. I'm not her savior, but I saved her from a mindless encounter. Anyone can pound her. I gave my love for her in looks and touch. When one loves that much, it moves past the bumping grind, past the oohs and ahs. I found a G-spot in her mind. And when that time comes around, well, eventually, adventurously, well, we'll do our thing. But right now, I just want to enjoy what I'm seeing. I look at her and see way beyond the womanly features that initially drew me in. She had that feeling of doubt. Who, me? There was no need to reassure her. I knew the voice of her mirror. I simply spoke to her reflection. We are opposites in humanity, but one in heart and mind, for love knows no boundaries and lust is blind. Sweet serenity is what you are. And serenity is more than a special blend. My peace. Thank you.
All right, man. Yes, sir. That's that piece. That is definitely that piece. Ooh-wee.
Somebody start touching me that way. It's on and cracking.
Miss VIP. Miss VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wet? Are you wet yet?
Ooh. I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth, and we'll drink a fifth. Let's toast to this.
Oh, Lord.
That's it, bro.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to send you back into the Vibe Lounge because, ooh, Lord, I need a moment.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much, darling.
Take all the time you need, Ms. VIP. Take all the time you need. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Well, dang. He slayed me.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Got you plead the
Are
fifth
you
like you want. Like you on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Now. Plead the fifth.
Oh, my goodness. Let's bring my diva back in.
Oh, yes. I'm dying to hear what she's going to express in this moment.
Diva.
Oh, y'all sure ready for this?
Oh, we ready.
No.
Some would say I was born ready.
All right.
So go ahead.
The mic is
full. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is untitled. Y'all know me. Touching myself to thoughts of him touching me. And this is what I pictured. I was on top of him. I leaned in and we shared a passionate kiss. As I sat up to ride slow, I looked him in his eyes and the rhythm in his stroke was in sync with mine. Except for every once in a while, he thrust really deep. So I'd moan and call out his name. When he did that, he knew I'd throw my head back and close my eyes, but he'd always say, look at me. So hard, but each thrust felt better and made me wetter. He knew he had me in pure ecstasy and bliss. No, it was a complete fantasy. I could feel his hands grip my waist and turn me on my back. He slid down between my thighs. His fingers spread my lips, and with a low growl and a deep sniff, he slipped his tongue inside me. I gasped as he sucked my pussy with his tongue. He put his lips over my clit as his tongue danced circles around it. And just as I was about to come, he pulled away and slid back up to fuck me and fucked me, and oh, I came. He sat on his knees, putting his hand behind my neck, pulling my head towards him. And I grabbed his dick and started sucking and licking and enjoying every bit of me off of him. And he moaned and pumped and played in my hair as I sucked and licked. Softer and firmer and faster until he grabbed a fistful of my locks and held my head still while filling my mouth with his juice. And I got down every bit. I thought he was done when he started sucking my nipples, but he slid back down and started to feast again. She was so juicy and wet. And I was ready to come as he finger fucked me while sucking my clit. An intense sensation ran through my body like never before, and it was building and building, and oh, God, I gushed all over his face, all in his mouth, and all on my fingers in bed. And that's that piece. It's all nasty.
Yeah, that was so nasty. Ooh, that was just so nasty, just nasty. That's what we talking about in expressing vibes since y'all are in this mood. My gracious. We're gonna wait.
Oh,
man. We lost Ms. VIP. She got to call back in, but look,
I shut down her mic.
You can shut down her mic. Talking about
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought I
shut it down. She shut it down.
Yes, she did. I knew we was in trouble when she started it with "I touched myself last night."
No.
I squirted it last night. Yeah, that's right. The touching came in later. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, hold on. Let me back up. Let me rewind. I squirted last night.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Just so
cool.
Somebody turn up the air in this piece, please.
See, I've been trying to get away from them nasty pieces, but y'all just keep pulling me back in. I'm trying
It didn't have to be your vibe. It was our vibe.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to be good and follow the rules. Everybody else is like bringing in the saltiness, the mess.
That's how y'all feeling. I mean, if that's how you feeling, that's how you feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that was my vibe for the night. You know,
that's how she feels. Oof. Ooh, child.
Lord.
Oh my God.
We're gonna put you in the booth in the back in the corner, the dark in the vibe lounge. Lord have mercy.
Put me in the dark in the back in the corner.
That's because
I gotta go all the way back. Is somebody coming back there with me?
Damn.
Oh, she said in the
mercy.
Back. She said somebody might. In the booth in the corner.
Somebody might.
Can I get a bottle of something?
Lord,
a Campbell. Oh, I got a creep and just sit there and look.
I mean, the lights is dim. You know. I mean, I'm just saying.
Look, she put me in the back in the booth in the corner. I don't know. You should put me back there.
Lord have mercy.
I'll
make things happen back there.
What one of Pharrell's alter egos say? Lord.
You need help.
Have mercy.
We're gonna get you on over to that dark area in the corner that Miss VIP went to send you to. So, yes. I know we tell you to take your socks off, baby. But should you take something else off? I promise you'll have company soon.
Oh shit! Well, I ain't got my socks on. I got sandals on, so I guess other stuff is just gonna come off.
Well, damn. All right. One love, one mic. Damn, Diva.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
I can't. Oh, my Lord, I can't. That was the way she started. I was like, wait a minute, what? Okay.
I know, right?
Let's bring back on your bro. You might slay me again, but that's all right.
My brother.
Yeah.
What you got for this round of Express Your Vibe?
Well, I'm shying away from all the erotica, so I'm gonna do some other stuff and keeping them on the realms of romanticism, if that's okay.
I like
y'all.
It. All right. I like it. I like it.
That's all right. Express your vibe.
Piece is called Angels. The first time I saw you, my mind went into overdrive and I drove myself crazy, trying to find out what could I possibly say to capture your attention. Not to mention that I looked into your eyes and before I heard your voice say yes, yes to anything that you would have said or imagined, as long as whatever I did in front of you made you happy. And I had thoughts. Yes, I had thoughts of what your happiness might look like and how fast the butterflies in your stomach would flap uncontrollably before we met, the same way they did in mine. And I wondered if your favorite perfume would infect my nostrils so much that any time I smelled the scent, you would be the first thing that came to my mind, and I would turn to my left or to my right, hoping to see you somewhere nearby. And every time, every single time I see you in heels, oh, man, I'm hypnotized by how musical your walk is. And it's so mesmerizing that your feminine wiles are tied to how sexy your confidence is. I simply think you're incredible. And before I ever heard you speak, I imagined your voice sounding like brown-skinned angels singing in the heavenly harmony, with their long-cut hair being used as harp strings, complemented by violins by other angels. And when you said hello, I knew right then and there I was right. And looking into your eyes, I can only imagine how many souls you have spoken to, and your smile is so bright, then coming closer to it is the sun itself. And the only thing that has me scratching my head is why would this gift of everything that is so right in the world would ever be interested in anything that I thought or would ever say. And I truly think she really is a dream come true in the flesh. Wrapped up in one conversation at a time, and I said before, she is absolutely beautiful. And to think, all this time I never knew that angels came in chocolate. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir, bro. Angels came in chocolate.
Mm.
I like
well,
that, bro.
I'm swooning. Yes, yes, yes. That was a beautiful piece. I loved it.
Why, thank you.
Yes,
thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, yes. I'm so, chocolate too.
I appreciate y'all.
Yes,
you is.
We appreciate you. Don't let nobody tell
yes.
you otherwise.
Hear what he said.
That's good. Right. All right. J-Rob, you got it good. I'm telling you, you got it real good. I love your delivery.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It really means a lot to me.
Well,
like real talk, it means a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
For my brother. We're going to send you on over there. I mean, you can hang out over there where Danielle is at your own risk. I just know that after that piece that she just spit, this is going down over there.
Y'all are hilarious. Thank you. I'll take my chance.
All right.
All right, bro.
Oh, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One and one, I'm going to talk to you.
All right. Who do we got next?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I do believe we have our Bella.
Ooh.
Hey,
yes,
Bella. Great. How are you, darling?
Hey, Bella.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Hola. Good evening.
Hey.
How
oh.
are you?
Oh, how come more stuff?
Wonderful.
Good.
Good.
You sound
How are
wonderful.
You?
Oh, we're great.
Doing pretty good. No complaints.
Lovely hearing your voices again.
It's wonderful hearing yours.
Yeah. So, baby, what's your vibe tonight, Bella?
There you go, baby, baby.
The little clean erotica, I think.
Well, that's all right. It's all right. Whatever vibe you want to express, it's you, babe.
Thank you. And I will be starting. I know you have a lot of colors. Okay, so the title is Unleashed. Title is Unleashed. Like fused torrential waves, under waterfall bliss, arms clung to your nape, legs anchored to your hips, moans buried deep beneath our raging tide, emotions shot high, both failed to pacify. As your bastoon invaded the daft hidden between plump thighs, these fangs ripped your flesh, indelible cherry tincture, ink the sun-kissed skin, pitiful mocking left behind, followed by your deep inhalation inside my tinctured lips, followed by a heavy exhalation, trances pinned onto the wall, you levitated me high. The beast I unleashed to devour my entire entity. So I fed more of me in laced sight and bondage mind, entwined tongue, murmured, tempted breath. Baby, please, like our tantric copulation, a mind-shattering carnal knowledge folded to full satisfaction in all fours down, or your choice, and boom.
Ooh, Bella, that was really, really
what?
Poetry in the delivery, and ooh, my goodness. I love your expression of your vibe tonight.
Yes, I must say that was delicious. I like that.
So like I said, how would you like it?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
For the poet,
absolutely.
Mi Bella is coming for you. Mi Bella is coming for you, for real, the poet. Baby, baby. That's what he would say, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, darling.
Yes, yes. Thank you, too.
Thank you, Bella.
Yes, all right. One love, one mic, darling.
One love, one mic. Wow.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
You are so bad. Oh, my goodness. This is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes,
well,
yes.
We have time for a station break, and then, woo.
Let me see if I can find it.
Well, luckily.
Well, here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents poetry in all different... Nah, I don't like that one. That one's old. That one's outdated. I gotta get that one out of the studio. That one has the wrong shows. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, y'all. I had a Javi moment playing all the wrong promos. You know how he do. He be playing all the wrong promos. He be like, man, you gotta tell me where they at, man. Tell me where they at, man. So I can make sure I play them, man. Like, okay, Javi, they right there. And say, all the time, bro. They right there all the time, bro. Like, yeah, man, but I'm kind of bad with the numbers and everything, so I got to, well, you know how I do. But that's my bro. All right, here we go.
This is Tiffany Radio, real. Network. Be me.
Another hour of the whole.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Baby, baby. For real, gonna get me. You know you're gonna get me. You know you're gonna get me.
No, you're fired.
I know, I'm fired. I just come back tomorrow. But this has been a dynamic show, man. This has been great expressing your vibe. I've really enjoyed myself tonight. You know, it's not too often that I get a Friday.
You're right. And I loved it. And I'm glad you're here with me.
Absolutely.
You know you bring the sexy on. You bring that vibe on.
I mean, I don't know, because you got that voice, and it's just like, it's just turning sexy on all the time. You know, and then you spit like that, and then it's just like that, right? So you can tell when the man call, you know, and then they just be losing it, You know, Joe the Verbal said he couldn't even get to your words because the way you delivered, you know? And I felt that.
Oh, you sweet. Yeah, people tell me, you know, it's really funny because during the day, I have to be professional, but at night I turn into somebody I don't even know. Maybe it's my alter ego.
Oh, you know.
It must be my
know.
Alter ego.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
so
bring.
We have one more caller.
Go back in. That's Lady A. Go ahead, bring Lady A in.
Okay. Hello, Lady A. How are you?
Hey, Lady A.
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing just fine. Just enjoying the evening and the poetry, listening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Glad to have you.
Yeah. Be here, too. So
Lady A,
what's the vibe tonight? Oh, my
it's whatever
vibe.
It is.
Want,
your vibe is, baby. Whatever your vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
There's no theme.
I have a great affinity with the ocean, with the sea.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there that is pulls me in, and I get rejuvenated. It gives me peace and a kind of calm that's. Needed. I need this. It's like an addiction when I think about how I feel about the ocean. And so I have a little piece with that reflects just that. If you'd like to hear it.
Cool.
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
It's called Entranced. Thank you. Entranced. The tide ebbs, then flows. Prisms glisten as waves roll. Sun gods cast shimmering rays upon sea cover below. Hypnotized, charmed, entranced, ocean leagues cleave to my soul. Compelled, eyes affixed to sea swells as I am pulled into Neptune's core. Carried by sirens to this ocean floor, I watch as sea ballet unfolds. Creatures great and small dance in rhythm to the tide's magnetic pull. Transformed, now goddess Amethyst, drinking in glories of this underworld. Do not wake me from this muted ecstasy. True love rests between the sea and me. In porn.
Oh, I love that.
All right, Lady A.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Thanks.
Creatures great and small dance in the sea. Yes.
Something about that ocean, and when the sunlight hits it, and it creates this glow, and it's so divine. It is just like, man, I'm so glad that man can make something that beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last night there was a blood moon, kind of an eclipse of sorts with the moon and the sun. And it causes the moon to be bright orange in the sky. They call it a blood moon. And it was a full moon, and it was shining this ball of fire, orange light, and it was glistening onto the ocean, and it was just spectacular. It was so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Simply divine.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lady A.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to put you into the Vibe Lounge so you could chill. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you wanted to bring who in, Lance?
Yeah, bring... we got two Epiphany hosts still on the line. If we could bring Danielle in to talk about the Love Zone, what they got going on, what y'all got going on next week. J-Rob for the guest.
All right. Absolutely. My diva.
I'm here. Still sitting in a corner.
Hey.
All by my own self.
We had to break up that pleasure moment for her. I hope it's okay.
That ain't fair. That's no fair, no fair.
Well, Diva.
Oh,
yeah. We want to know what you got going on, darling.
Oh, let me see. All right. Well, tomorrow night is, let's talk about it, so it ain't my Saturday. But, see where I host with Sandman Man Phillip Monday night at 9. I'm one fourth host of the Neo Soul Cafe, and that is with Pharrell the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny's poetic, and myself. That is Monday night. Oh, sorry, guys. Saturday night at 9 is poetic. Wednesday night, so y'all got me all discombobulated. Wednesday night at 9, I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, ZR2, in the Love Zone. Now, kind of got an idea, but we haven't really solidified it yet, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do that.
Such a tease.
But poetic can't talk about teasing somebody.
Such a tease.
Y'all going to know. Y'all going to know. But make sure y'all call in Wednesday night at 9. Come get caught up in the Love Zone. And there you have it.
Right, love. Thank you so much for sharing that. We look forward to all of the shows that you are a part of hosting Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and every other Saturday. Baby, baby.
Yeah, you gonna get fired. You keep...
Yeah, I'm gonna get fired.
I can hear him now.
All right.
Man, stop impersonating me.
And all I'm gonna say is, yeah.
That is terrible. You
should
be
right back tomorrow. Right back tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks to the Pearl for the show updates on where you are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
All right. You're welcome, love.
All right. J-Rob, the wise son. Hey, J-Rob. What you
J-Rob.
Got going on next week, baby?
DSP, the Dark Knight. Let them know, bro.
Yeah, man, Metal sitting next to you. You don't need J Rob. You got LSP. You got LSP sitting next to you.
LSP.
LSP. You know what Van
Meadows. That's all right, Mr. DSP.
We'll touch that again. Just let them know that next Thursday, it's going to be a get down like nobody else's business. Nothing you've ever heard before. Nothing that y'all has ever participated in. But it's Memorial Day weekend, so I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I'll wait till Monday, and then y'all can have it. But it's going to be sure. Oh, my God.
I don't think there's going to be a show. I don't think there's going to be a show Monday. It's Memorial Day, and
wait till Monday so we can post it, Vane.
Oh, okay. Well, I still got to let him know. For real, say he's going to be a little tied up. It's the holiday. He's going to be tied up, and I'm going to be driving. I don't think there'll be a show on Monday.
It's a rainy day in the Bronx. So I'll stay here and just hope you – I want all of everyone traveling to get to where they're getting safe, get home in the same manner in which they left, and y'all get ready for Thursday. We ended May on a high note. Wait till y'all see what we got planned for June. I'll play it like this. Go get a seatbelt. Strap it.
All right, bro. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Care. All right.
Well, VIP, it's been an honor serving with you here on Express Your Vibe. I got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I love the energy, the flow, the poets. Man,
yeah.
I love it. Amazing show. I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thank you for being with me.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord have mercy. It surely has been wonderful tonight. We thank everybody for coming out tonight.
Yes, and thank you for spending your Friday night with us.
Yes, we love expressing our vibe, no matter what vibe it is. We love it. And I admit, I was in that vibe tonight. So,
yes, you were.
And I think I'm going to continue it in my dreams. How about that? So y'all be safe out there. Hey, and look, it's not over. So still wear your masks. Everybody be blessed. Poetic.
Yes, darling. Ladies and gentlemen,
final
word,
my darling.
Epiphany Radio thanks you. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we do not take for granted your time, your energy, your poetry, because when you come to Epiphany Radio, you're heard on Spotify, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Hey, listen, you're heard all over the globe. So continue coming through and expressing your vibe every other Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Ms. VIP.
All right, everybody. Y'all take it easy, and we're going to end this on this jam. Hit it, Poetic.
Ooh. Y'all hear that? She told me to hit it.
Oh, my.
She say, hit it, baby. Okay, here we go.
Slow down. Girl, I mean, love you. Darling, I care. I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share. I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah. everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you. Baby, I've been fantasizing, just looking in your eyes. You know I'm looking for more, and you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this.